Let's do
two. Let's talk against Todd.
Want to do that one? Huh? Want to do yours? What we're talking about? I guess.
You got to boil it down. That's
it. We were talking. Chuck has an interesting question. We've been around it before about Maya. Let's do that one.
Chuck, can you make it clear?
Yeah, my question, I know we've been around this a million times. Nitya, how can you, all the examples of Nitya are dependent reality, you know, it's dependent on something else for its reality. How can you talk about Nitya when you have one non-dual Brahman? It's non-dual. There's no possibility that something else is there that's dependent on it.
Something else is not there.
Yeah.
So, it's a funny situation.
Yeah.
And because all that is there is one non-dual Brahman. We don't say Mithya exists. We say that is Brahman. If you ask me, is there a chair? There is no chair. There is only Brahman. Then there is a word called chair. There is a word chair. And it has some meaning. That's what Maya is about. You know. The word and its meaning. And that's what we say Maya. It's only from the standpoint. So if there is non-dual Brahman, how to account for the various things that are validly known? By valid means of knowledge, that valid means also are mithya. But still, this is what we say, vyavaharika. There is vyavahara. That's mithya. Vyavahara is mithya. Mithya means non-separate from non-dual. When you look at it as non-dual, you have no question. You don't have a question. You can ask me, how can there be mithya? When you say, when there is non-dual Brahman, where is mithya? You cannot ask that question. There is non-dual Brahman. So when there is non-dual Brahman, this is when and all that doesn't work then. There is non-dual Brahman, there is no question. And that non-dual Brahman is not in any way compromised. And you call Namarupa, you call anything, you call world. It is non-dual Brahman. The whole thing is non-dual Brahman. And so only from you shift the standpoint and you ask, I accept the non-dual Brahman is the truth of this jagat. But what is this jagat? It is non-dual Brahman. Because once you accept non-dual, the jagat is really a superimposition, adhyasa, namarupa. Mithya is the better word than adhyasa. So, namarupa, it is mithya, and it is not an addition. This is a very beautiful thing that is said in Purnamadav Purnamidam. Otherwise, you don't need to say, Purnam is enough. Purnam is non-dual Brahman. But the concession is given. Adaha Purnam, the cause is Purnam, that is Purnam. That means cause. The cause is Purnam. The effect, this is Purnam. This is always referred to Jagat. So the jagat is, this jagat is Purnam. The cause is Purnam. That means the jagat is never separate from the cause. That is Purnam, this is also Purnam. This is Purnam, also is not necessary. That is Purnam, this is Purnam. And this, that from that Purnam alone, this Purnam is born. And if you look at this Purnam as non-separate from that Purnam, all that is there is Purnam, non-dual Purnam. Beautiful. So it's an accommodation. Otherwise there is no discussion. It's an accommodation, the question rises only when Namarupa standpoint. That's a method used by the Shastra. Handling of the perception of the world and then the senses and mind and all this are put together.
This comes from the standpoint of saying there is non-dual Brahman. Now we're going to dismiss the rest of creation and show that it's only non-dual Brahman. It isn't from the standpoint.
Yeah, people
proof.
Do that.
It doesn't.
Yeah, there are the Swamis who do that. There is non-dual Brahman. What is it you are talking? Then you say, what about the Jagat? Jagat is non-dual Brahman. Then how did this come? Why? There is only non-dual Brahman. What are you asking?
I'm
just telling you, okay. The Swami that talking.
Yeah.
There are some Swamis. And they don't talk about Vedanta. They talk only non-dual Brahman. Vedanta means you have to say Karana, Karya. Either they'll talk. Some people are discussing in a Bhandara and in Rishikesh. One fellow says this Maya hai, Maya Vichina, and this Brahmaya says Sarvajna ho gaya, Sarva Shakti ho gaya. So then from Sarva Shakti, Brahman, everything is born like this, you will talk about. Then the other person will be asking questions. And this man will come. He has taken enough marijuana. And so the green leaves, he makes a paste out of it, and these balls he will just take, and a few of them. But he knows one thing. So this, what it is all about, he knows. And he will come there. You ask, what are you all talking? No, this world, how it has come about? Which world? No, this world, Jagat. There is no Jagat, there is only Brahman. Non-dual Brahman. What about you? I am non-dual Brahman. What about me? You are also non-dual Brahman. What about this Bhandara? Who be non-dual Brahman, eh? Everything is non-dual Brahman. No talking. You can't talk to him. Can't talk to him Vedanta. And you can talk to him only Bhandara. Puri, Laddu. You can talk to him about that. It's one type of dismissal. And he's right. He's right, totally right. You can't talk. Once you say non-dual Brahman, you don't ask how it has become this and all that. Some people ask me, this question. If Atma is non-dual Brahman, how did it become Jiva? If it has become Jiva, I can't tell you are non-dual Brahman. It had not become, that is why I am able to tell you are non-dual Brahman. They had not become. But how did it become? Why? Where is the necessity for you to tell me that I am non-dual Brahman? My necessity comes because of you. Because of you. You are saying that there is a jiva. There is a karta, there is a bhokta. And therefore we have to tell. So, it's a... It's a typical situation where it's that produces paradoxes. The paradox producing situation. Because you make a statement and you can't defend the statement from another standpoint. And therefore paradox. You have to use a paradox. All anything you say becomes a paradox. You say from Brahman, even Purnamada is a paradox. From that Brahman, this Brahman came in a while. How many Brahmans are there? Out from Brahman, Brahman can come. That's a paradox. From that Brahman, this Brahman. We circumvent all these paradoxes by saying, so this Namarupa. So this Namarupa is a very big big device to get rid of paradoxes. Nothing has come. Because it is not there. Only that knowledge is there. How did that knowledge come from Brahman? Brahman has this knowledge.
So how did it come?
Oh, that's the second
part. That's where it comes. That's what we said. That's Maya.
But that goes to the definition of Brahman.
Yeah.
And
no. Definition of Brahman includes
knowledge.
Includes this dual form. See, once you say Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that is one. The cause of this entire jagat, that is two. And once you say that is the cause of this entire jagat, you have another definition that is called Tatastha Lakshana. And so that's very important. That accounts for everything. And therefore, being Tatastha means that Brahman, which is the cause for the entire jagat, must necessarily have all the wherewithals for becoming this jagat, as though becoming, and that is all knowledge. We need only all knowledge, nothing else. All knowledge is what is required. Because all that is here is all knowledge.
Why doesn't all knowledge create a duality with Brahman?
Where is the duality?
Well, just that there is knowledge.
Yeah.
Even if you say knowledge or Maya, why doesn't knowledge or Maya create a duality with Brahman? Because even if you say it is mitya, there's still something which is mitya.
That is why mitya is to be understood. That is only a provisional word we use in order to explain away this contradiction. The non-duality is not affected by having this nama-rupa which are non-separate from non-dual. If they are non-separate from non-dual, you cannot say, even though they are non-separate, then how it has come about and all that, we cannot ask questions.
You could say that the non-dual is not really non-dual because the knowledge itself, which is dual, is not separate from it.
What the non-dual Brahman is so non-dual, it can accommodate both subject and object. I am the subject who is asking the question. I am the subject who answers the question and who addresses the question. There is a subject and there is an object. The subject-object relationship is opposed to non-dual. For an ajnani, it is unopposed to non-dual for a jnani. Because non-dual includes this subject-object also. This non-dual nature is like that.
I think Swamiji's made real headway with explaining this by talking more about mithya, and then instead of nama rupa, word and meaning. Swamiji started using the word meaning instead of rupa in order to...
So that this question can be avoided.
So could Swamiji do that again?
Word and meaning. See, you take the table. This table is an ideal table. And because this table has got too many other things. One simple something. This is only wood. You have a good table. And this is beautiful. And the table word has a meaning. This table word meaning has been there. This meaning has been there as a possibility. Anadi it is. Table word and its meaning. In your head there is only the meaning is there, and of course it is contained by the word table. The word table and meaning. And because you know the meaning, you call it table. Because you've got table, you've got the meaning. So like this, they become abhidana, abhideya, veda. So there is a non-difference between the word and its meaning. Okay. Now, then what happens? What happens if there is a table made of steel? You will call it table. Made of plastic, you will call it table. Why? Because you have the word and meaning. That doesn't include the material. Just the word meaning. It excludes the material. Substance it excludes. I mean, that which gives substance to the table, so that's included in your understanding of the word table. And therefore, you exclude, this is how you understand everything. That means you exclude Brahman and understand everything. The jnanam is amazing jnanam. Because the substance is not wood. Wood also has a substance. Its substance and its substance, its substance. The really substance is only Brahman. Brahman plus the meaning, knowledge. That's Maya. Makes no difference.
So all along there is no substance other than Brahman.
Yeah.
And we even accommodate that with our language, not thinking about it.
Yeah. And there is so much ignorance. We create a language born of ignorance. Our perceptions are all wrong. Then we say wooden table. Wood becomes adjective. We create. Whole culture, everything, all nuances, literature. That's how it is. In this somebody is better, somebody is... of comparison. Whole thing. It's like you make something and then to make it look better, and then you add some leaf or something which is not a part of the cake. Okay? You can't eat it. You just look at it and remove it. The language is like that. So, all some kind of a...
Swamiji, is that knowledge with Brahma? That the knowledge of the table?
Is Brahma.
So then, how
then, do then, see, then what is Brahman? It's a question.
Yeah.
See, that knowledge is the knowledge of the table.
Yeah.
Is Brahman. It is Brahman. Whether the Brahman is that knowledge is a question. If Brahman is that knowledge, you require a faculty to gain that knowledge.
Yeah.
You will never know Brahman. It is all knowledge. All knowledge you have to get.
Oh, I see.
You will never know Brahman. Because this knowledge, whatever you talk about, table, there's no substance. It is just knowledge that is there with reference to your vyavahara. You can't dismiss it as tucham. You can't accept it as false also. The tucham is gone. False is gone. Table is not false. False is gone. And then you have what? You have something. That something, sat asat byam anirvachaniyam. The categorically, so not available. That's a paradox. Categorically not available. And that's what it is. What it is, you can say maya, you can say mithya, and this is from the standpoint of our empiricality, our own point of view, we have this jagat, and it is easy for us to understand all knowledge by examining this with the help of the Shruti. Then we can understand the Shruti. Brahman is all knowledge, the cause is all knowledge. You can understand that. Then how do you know? This all knowledge, how will you know? All knowledge, Brahman, how do you know? All knowledge Brahman, I can know because I am all knowledge Brahman. Self-evident. Now the problem is, I am all knowledge Brahman if I say, so why I don't have all knowledge? I have all knowledge. All is Brahman. And I am all knowledge. That is what that Swami, Bank Swami says. I am all knowledge, Brahman. Oh, you prove that I am not all knowledge. I am all knowledge, Brahman. I am Brahman, which is all knowledge. Which is all jagat. You don't have all knowledge. Why? How can you say that? All that is here is Brahman, that is I am. Therefore, it's all knowledge, Brahman. I have all knowledge. Where is the problem? You know, you don't know the, you know the, what all things that are there, you don't know the particle physics, you don't know the electrochemistry, you don't know the organic chemistry, you don't know the inorganic chemistry, you don't know the all these working of your the left brain, the right brain, all these things. You don't know. You have no neurology, you have no... Even if you are a neurologist, you don't know how it works. Yeah? Okay? Therefore, I am not all knowledge. How can you say all knowledge? Okay. I say, I am all knowledge. Because all that we see is Brahman. I am all knowledge. I am all knowledge, Brahman. That's all knowledge alone is this. I can say that. Then I can say, all right, when you say you don't know all this, you don't know all this, so you are pointing out my mind, my buddhi. And you there indicates my buddhi. And that you is not addressing all knowledge Brahman. You are pointing out my buddhi. My buddhi will never know all knowledge, because that is why the buddhi has got means of knowledge, reasoning. All knowledge means I should not have any necessity. There should be no necessity for means of knowledge. Means of knowledge and buddhi, vritti, all these are required only when you have ignorance. When you have ignorance, you can never be all knowledge. Ignorance about all that is here is there, then you need a faculty to know. One by one you will be knowing all through your lifetime. Never all knowledge. We are not talking of that. We are not talking of the mind, buddhi, etc. I am all knowledge, Brahman, from the standpoint of, not from the standpoint, even for the sake of saying, being what I am all knowledge, Brahman. With reference to Jagat. And this all knowledge, or from the standpoint of small knowledge, one truth is there. All knowledge is satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. Small knowledge also, because you have a faculty, that is satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. Very important. Which is self-evident. And which is everything.
What's self-evident?
Huh?
You say it's self-evident.
Yeah.
What are you saying is self-evident? Satyam jnanam anantam is
all knowledge? Yeah. Yeah. What is self-evident? Is satyam is jnanam anantam? What is satyam is self-evident jnanam? We can prove all that. So, left and right. And so, there is no contention. This is the truth. This all knowledge, you can say that, you can point out that all knowledge there seems to be something that Brahman has to make it all knowledge. You know. And if it has something, it has got to be this exactly as true as all knowledge. All knowledge is but consciousness, Brahman. And therefore, to have all knowledge, if there is some upadhi, something is necessary, that is also the same. Same mithya. It is again all knowledge, Brahman. Therefore, we are talking of the avyakta, maya, avyakta. These are all words.
Avyakta means unmanifest.
The manifest, differentiated jagat, undifferentiated jagat.
Swamiji, I think maybe the one issue though is Like, Swamiji, if you get to the definition, the etymology of maya that Swamiji says sometimes, yama iti maya,
yeah.
It has to be understood that whether you say all knowledge or maya, that it has no other being other than Brahman, and that's why Advaita. But somebody can say, yeah, but even if you say it doesn't have any other being, Swamiji, it's still here to be accounted for. And I think that becomes a problem.
But what we say Advaita does not stand opposed to anything. It doesn't brook any other thing. All things that you mentioned are Brahman. Then only it is Advaita. So it is not shy of having a subject object.
But this has to be something unfolded in such a way that the intellect, the buddhi, can grasp it and say, yes, even though this maya is here, it really, really is not a second thing in any order, in any way whatsoever. Is it a second thing from Brahman?
There is some kind of understanding of non-duality which is opposed to this. Understanding of non-duality is this: there is satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahman. Neha nanasti kinchana. There is nothing other than that. That is non-duality. The subject is non-dual Brahman, object is non-dual Brahman. Then they ask, if the subject effect non-dual Brahman and the object effect is non-dual Brahman, and how it is cast? Suppose you say maya or avyakta or unmanifest. Then I mean unmanifest and plus Brahman, because that you are thinking there is a cause, there is an effect, and then Brahman plus and all that, this plus and all that is to be removed. Those words have to be removed. What you have to say? Now subject, object, effect. This is effect. This is Brahman, non-dual Brahman. And if this difference is not there, this subject-object difference is not, it's all word and meaning.
Yeah.
If this subject-object difference is not there, then it's unmanifest, undifferentiated, then that also is non-dual Brahman. Hey, differentiated non-dual Brahman, if it is undifferentiated, it becomes duality. Differentiated, it is non-dual Brahman, subject-object. Undifferentiated, non-dual Brahman.
But there must be something, just to push this to the breaking point, there must be something that comes in to bring about this non-differentiation, this differentiation, which we give a name for as maya. And I would like that, Swamiji, to address that into non-existence.
I don't need to. Because I don't accept non-existence at all. I don't accept non-existence. Abhava doesn't exist. You don't see Abhava. How can you see Abhava?
I didn't mean it that way, Swamiji. I meant just...
It's a very important thing I'm talking about.
I know.
It's an answer. Okay. It's an answer to the question.
Okay.
That
actually, okay.
Maya doesn't... I don't need to prove that it doesn't exist. Because there is no such abhava. Abhava means absence, zero, it doesn't exist. And that is why we say zero is pujya. Zero, what we call zero, is infinite. is infinity, like an integer. You go minus, see, if, the point one, point zero one, point zero zero one, point zero 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 one, and it's infinity. It goes all the way. There is no such thing as zero. There is pujya, quantifiable, non-quantifiable. No attribute. We say that there is no attribute, that's infinite. Now, that's okay, but what I say, there is no such thing as absence. You say a thing is absent in a given place, at a given time. There's a kala. So in my left hand there is no cup. Now in my right hand there is no cup. That's not what you say. You don't say there is no cup. When you say there is no cup, then already there is a cup in your head, which is not there in my hand, correct? You are there very much anyway. To say that, there is no absence. When there is no absence, so there is no non-existence. Then everything is existent. Everything is existent. We are dealing with only existent things. And the existence you find is trikalepi tishtati, one existence. Existence itself is a time-bound existence and not time-bound existence. The not time-bound existence is not going to be at any time compromised. It did not become the world. It did not become time. It remains whatever it was, it remains. Then there is this word meaning. Time, the word, its meaning. Past, the word, its meaning. Every law you mention, it's all its meaning, meaning, meaning. That's all knowledge. So this all knowledge, jagat, has an existence. What kind of existence? Don't dismiss it as non-existent. Don't dismiss it as false. It is pramana prapta. And pramana is given. Means of knowledge is given. It is pramana prapta. The opponent says, pramana prapta tvat satyam. It is because pramana prapta, therefore it is satya. We say, need not be like blue sky, pratyaksha pramana prapta. Doesn't mean it is true. Then by another means of knowledge, you are able to dismiss that. Seeing the blue sky, you dismiss it, that it is not true. Because it's contradicted by another pramana. The perception is not contradicted. So perception itself need not be true. Therefore, what do you say? This existence, whatever that you have, is but pure knowledge. It's just knowledge, everything together. You can use one word, jnanam, word. And its meaning. Jagat and its meaning. Severally you see, together you see. Jagat and its meaning. Because it is sat asat vyam anirvachaniyam. In undifferentiated status of this jagat, this jagat, asit, undifferentiated. It was sat, sadeva asit. Undifferentiated sadeva asit. It's very interesting. idam jagat, this jagat was there, undifferentiated, sat. The teaching is differentiated, it is sat. Undifferentiated is sat, differentiated it is sat. And therefore, and then, what is this differentiation? That is a question?
Yeah. I mean, that's another.
Yeah.
You're covering all the.
Yeah. What is this differentiation? See, avyakta becoming vyakta. Avyakta becoming vyakta. Like in a seed, the tree. But then there is a seed, there is a tree, there is differentiation, there is a trunk. All these are word meanings. Words and meanings, words and meanings, words and meanings. All words and meanings. That's the magic. This is what we say. Maya. When you say Maya, you are not in any way compromising with what is non-dual. What is non-dual is not compromising. This is how non-dual is. Satyam and Mithya. This is how non-dual is. Subject to object is non-dual. Undifferentiated also it is non-dual. Differentiated also is non-dual. Therefore, we have to understand anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya. It is neither satyam. Only if it is satyam, then only you can say non-dual is affected. Then therefore, the word satyam is used for it. So you can't have another satyam. We use the word mithya. Mithya also is something. Hey, not something. It is neither satyam, nor it is tucham. Non-existent doesn't exist. You are dealing with existent non-dual Brahman. And therefore, the Brahman is the subject, Brahman is the object. And so, if both are object, then why should there be subject-object? And that is, it is there because you can ask questions. And so, hey, that is called Maya. Subject-object, that's called Maya. That it exists is wonder. That it exists is wonder. That's the mal masala. Brahman alone, Brahman alone will not have in our caste any situation, problem, Vedanta, etc. We don't need all that. And you will know Brahman alone. And as though is the whole trick in Vedanta. Vedanta is the difficulty is to understand Ishvara. Because it comes to Ishvara now. One subject object come, Ishvara has come in. Brahman has everything, Ishvara has come in. So minus Ishvara Vedanta doesn't work. It's all Ishvara. We are not establishing Maya. We are not dismissing Maya. Understand? We are not establishing Maya as Satyam. Not at all. Then 1+1 will come.
Yeah.
So we are not dismissing Maya. Because if we dismiss Maya, there is no discussion. Like Swami, he says Maya. There is only Brahman, Brahman hai. You talk in Hindi. A sab Brahma hai. A sab va kya hai? Oh, Brahma hai, sab a Brahma hai. That's what they call is prauda, a very prauda vada, dismissive vada. That doesn't help anybody. But dismissive vada, you cannot talk even, so you have to keep quiet. That's nothing. So we have to accept the reality of the questioner and the question. Then Maya is such a plus. That's the question. Not a plus because it's not Satyam.
Because what?
It's not Satyam. Another Satyam. Yeah. Anirvachaniya. All the Dvaitins and others ask the same thing.
Manifestation. Yeah,
that's a cycle, yeah.
Yeah, but there has to be a cause for manifestation. Yeah.
No, the cause for manifestation also was in the unmanifest, it is there. So previously it was manifest.
Yeah.
There was a cause for it. And then the same cause is now unmanifest, hibernating. And then it again manifests like a turtle. And it was hibernating like all these spores, you know, these bacteria. They hibernate. We just make powder out of it and keep them in fridge. They won't manifest. And then in correct atmosphere, and they all come up.
See, I have a problem with
conducive.
That.
Conducive.
Well, because that implies that there is something there.
No, that something is there only. Something is there is only anirvachaniya. And that is karma, the pranic karma. Pranic karma is highly instrumental in manifestation. Then how did you get karma? Then anadi. Therefore, anadi is a better answer for all this because we are dealing with anirvachaniya.
Yeah.
Get no categorical expression.
Swamiji needs to.
We have to eat now.
Thanks, Swamiji.
You all have to eat.
Yeah. This is really good, Swamiji. Thanks.
Yeah, good. Thank you.